Okay, continue on down the list, and tonight, for the ones just joined us, we are only going to do one time around with lightning in the area. Got a message on my phone saying that there was lightning detected in the Shields area, so sort of be aware of that. Mike, KD8MMH, you're up in standby, Bob.
Hey, WADW, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. I ordered some things off Amazon Prime last week. Showed up today. I got my Heltech Meshcastic board. The little kit comes with the board, the antenna, and what have you. Got the batteries also to go with that. Waiting on the 3D printed case that's supposed to show up Wednesday, so I'll get that together and try out the Meshcastic. Other than that, not a lot going on around here. With that, we'll turn it back to Net Control. KD8MMH, thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
All right, thank you very much, Mike. Sounds like you're having fun there anyway. 7-3-C, catch you down the log. Bob, NAKPR, you're up, and stand by KU5VCU. Go ahead there, Bob.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, unfortunately, we only have one go-around, so maybe if somebody's got a comment for me, they can give me a comment. But, during Prime Days, they had I've been looking at GMRS radios. I signed up for my license and stuff, and I haven't got it yet, but then while doing that, I noticed that, my ham license has expired like a month ago or 2 months ago. I says, well, I better pay that now too then. So anyways, I end up paying for $35 for that, $35 for the GMRS license. And anyways, I'm glad I looked at it because I forgot about my ham license. And, but anyways, I was on Prime Days and, just happened to run. I was looking up GMRS radios, and I remember seeing this one before. It was normally it's $119, and it's a radio. It's a DD25G. It's a 25 watts out, I believe. And but normally it's like $119. They had it for $79.99. So I says, well, that's a pretty good price, $40 off. So, anyways, I bought it. I don't know how good they are or what, but I bought one. And if anybody knows anything about those radios, let me know. And how long does it take to get your license? That's another question I had. It's only been about a week or so, so I don't expect them to be that quick with it. But, hey, thanks for doing that. And 73, if anybody's got a comment, let me know. Back to Net Control, sending KPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. Yeah, at the end of the net there, I'll open it up, see if there's any other comments. Someone has a comment for Bob, you can jump in at that time. Okay, I'm going to go to KU5VCU. You're up, and stand by KE8URV.
KU5VCU. Yeah, I don't really have much to say there. I just made some popcorn for the better half of me. But, I've been in and out of this hobby since I was about 12 years old, and I just recently got back into it. Just recently moved back to Michigan 2 years ago there, and at the San Antonio call there. So, but anyway, I'll be looking forward to maybe joining the club again. I was a number of years of that, but, that's all I have to say there. I got to get this popcorn in this other app. But back there to you, I believe it was Dave, and that's a close business. I almost did my own call. It's been one of those days. If I can think of it, that you spot my issue, you see it. KU5.
Okay, real good. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to have you join the club there, and that's great. I've also been in the hobby a long time. I was first licensed in 1963, so I've been around a while. and fun hobby. And I probably did the same thing that you're doing, in and out. I was in it for a while, and I'll back out of it. Other things came around, and then finally got back in it again. I've been in it since I've retired anyway. So thanks for jumping in there, 73s. Have a good one. And we do have this net every Monday, 9 o'clock. There's also another net that's the Rag Chew net on Sundays. Same repeater at 7 o'clock, so you're more than welcome to that also. Okay, KE8URV, you're up, and stand by KX8BLX, I think it is. Go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. This is Jim over here in Saginaw, KE8URV. Yeah, I just got back from camping up north. The camping was great. The fishing was horrible. Too many boats going up and down the river. And, yeah, it kind of messed up things there. Seen a lot of big fish, but couldn't hook into anything. Still had a ball. It was still worth it. And I had a good time. I was at Waterways in Sheboygan on 33 and 27. Beautiful place. Just fantastic. And everybody was good, and it was great. So I'll go back to net control there. Yeah, guys, have a good one.
Okay, real good. Thanks for jumping in here. And yeah, camping could be fun. Well, we were up last week up in the UP, and I found out that you always think that in paradise is really, really good. Well, we were up in Paradise, Michigan, and we found out that the gas price in Paradise, Michigan is 4 1/4 a gallon, so it's not quite as good as what is down here in the lower part of the state. But I did fill up today and noticed that the gas is up again. So luckily I got it at Sam's Club and saved a dime or so from what it normally goes on. But that's a big thing. Thanks for jumping in there, 73 there, Jim, and join us again next week. Anyway, KX8 BLX, you're up and stand by EUI. Go ahead.
All right. Just clarification, though, on the call sign there. It's KF as in Frank, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray. Want to make sure you had that right. And not too much going on this end over here, so I'm just going to say 73 to everybody. And we'll catch you next week or maybe even Sunday. Thanks for having
us. Okay, real good. 73 Shia, thanks for jumping in here, and glad that you joined us tonight, and look forward to seeing you on the net again. Tom, NADUI, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list then. Go ahead, Tom.